Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Devil's Den. This was a horrendous tragedy that took place in Northwest Arkansas, and actually right in my neck of the woods. I'm going to slide that graphic over there a little bit like that. And it has shocked the community. There's a lot of people still very uneasy to go out on the trails. That's what people do here in Northwest Arkansas, one of the biggest hiking trail systems, bike trail systems in the country. They are known for it and they pride themselves on it. But just the other day, on a Saturday afternoon in late July, family, Clinton and Kristen Brink, and two of their daughters were out hiking at Devil's Den State Park when a man approached them wearing all black and an out-of-place backpack, and seemingly out of nowhere stabbed Clinton directly in the chest. Mother Kristen screamed, "Why are you doing this?" This is according to eyewitness reports from their very children to a dispatcher that we reported exclusively here on the Hidden Killers podcast after talking to that dispatcher. Mother got the kids shooed away and told them to run as far and fast as you can. They end up telling the Good Samaritan who found them and brought them to the ranger station. They ran until they could not hear their mother's screams anymore. That's something that's going to stick with them for the rest of their life. Why did this man do it? His name? Well, he's been arrested now. Andrew McGann is his name. He's a teacher, had been a teacher in Texas, in Oklahoma, and was about to start a new job here in Northwest Arkansas today, actually. And, well, that's not going to happen. How did he get here? Why did this all happen? What's the motive for something like this? Join me to discuss Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Jennifer, you've now seen all the details of this story. It doesn't make a lot of sense why this family had this happen to them. What has been your initial reactions as you've been examining this and breaking it up in your mind?
Well, first and foremost, Tony, this wasn't a happenstance. Mm-hmm. This was an individual who left his home that day and said, "I'm going to take a victim. Mm-hmm. I'm a predator and I'm out for prey." We know that because he went to the effort to disguise his plate and cover it with tape. Mm-hmm. We know that because of how he was clothed. Here it is, hot in Arkansas on a trail. And he was not dressed for your typical hike. No. Secondarily, that backpack you talked about, that's a tip bag, I believe, mm-hmm. filled with what he would have needed. And I think he was on the prowl, and I think he saw the prey. In my opinion, that prey was a little 7-year-old and a little 9-year-old. And just hoping as he followed them that one may stray, as happens. I mean, would you go hiking with kids? They go run ahead. They lag behind. They see a tulip and they go pick it. You know, they should be able to do all those things.
Yeah.
Without being under the exact nose of their parents. And I think that he saw this family and saw these two girls and was waiting for the opportunity.
We had talked to hikers who had also witnessed him before the attacks, and they said to us here exclusively that they felt something was very off. They knew right away the next day when they heard about this story in the news that this had taken place. The four of them had been out hiking together. They all knew exactly who they were talking about, because this is the one man, after passing dozens of people on this trail, that stood out to them the most as being off. So that he looked them up and down, made them very uncomfortable, bad energy. And they were 100% sure, no question, that this was the man. When you have somebody that's out there that's on this sort of mission like this, and he's given off these vibes, and, you know, seemingly somewhat prepared, the blacked out license plate, he's got the get up going. Do you think this was his first horrific rodeo?
You know, I'm going to be surprised if he has not committed other types of assaults / burglaries, something else, when he was in Texas and in Oklahoma prior to coming here, just because this was really brazen. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is broad daylight, multiple people on this path. It just would really surprise me. Not that he was successful previously, but if there aren't going to be some unsolved situations, you know, around Grapevine Lake, of course, Texas is my neck of the woods, the Flower Mound area, Lewisville area, Lake Lewisville. If this wouldn't have been tried, at least on another occasion, if we don't come to find out about that.
That would be kind of shocking in both ways. I think if we find out that he had done more, or if he didn't do more, the way that this was all set up, not very tightly planned, though. This was a sloppy attack. I mean, you're on a trail on a very busy day in the middle of summer. It was described by the hikers that we spoke to that you looked one way down the trail or looked another way. Your odds of seeing another hiker were pretty good through most of the day, that someone's going to be way up there or way back there. It wasn't exactly a desolate hiking trail by any means. So that's where I kind of looking at the psychology here of this guy, because that's what doesn't make a ton of sense to me. I'm coming to it from a healthy brain, but I'm trying to put myself in an unhealthy brain. How would that make any sense, that you're going to go on a busy hiking trail and you see this target of yours? Let's say he was targeting the two little girls. We know from allegations that he had an affinity for little girls from some of the past from the past schools and parents and kids that he had interacted with. A lot of allegations out there on that. But back to the trail, if that was his target, how on earth do you think you're going to stab two parents and then carry a 7- and 9-year-old off this trail with nobody the wiser? I mean, these aren't like infants that are, oh, it's just having a bad day. 7- and 9-year-olds, they're going to be screaming, what the hell just happened here, if this guy is going to try and get them off the trail? And he's not going to fit those two kids in a backpack. Was this just, you know, a fantasy that was completely devoid of rational thought, or in terms of how to carry this out in any sort of realistic way? Or did he have other plans, maybe to harm the children further back in the woods if he had gotten his hands on them?
Well, I bring you to a case I know you know well, mm-hmm. and that's the Rachel Morin case.
Yeah.
A very fit, very strong, a very fast woman, very in shape, on a trail that, again, a lot of people took, and he, you know, that perpetrator was able to drag her off to a cistern type situation and attack. Mm-hmm. And so I see that this individual thought that possibly they could get away with it in that type of space. Remember, kicking and screaming doesn't last very long if they're incapacitated. Yeah. And I think that would have been part of the dream, or dream is a bad word, part of his, you know, hope that he would have been able to do.
Nightmare fantasy.
Fantasy. Yeah. These people are so, they think they are the smartest guy, the quickest guy. You know, right when this first happened, in an interview, I said, we're looking for somebody who is really in good shape. Mm-hmm. Because to attack like this, he had to have confidence in his physical prowess. And certainly he was in good shape, I think, from the pictures I saw. He worked out all the time, it was described. And so I think he had a lot of confidence in what he could do and play out. We've talked about Brian Koberger going into a house where he knew, I mean, there was a car. Hard, all lined up. He knew there were other people in there.
Yeah.
But these people have such a false self-awareness of how great and grandiose they are. And Tony, I think that's your answer.
Yeah.
It's not logical, but it's their reality.
The ego took over. I can handle that. I can do this. I can plan all these things. And that's what makes it so confusing, I think, to the rest of the world, is you can plan all these things over here, like, really good for if you're looking at in predator standards, where it's like, yeah, that would make sense. You want to cover up your license plate. Have the bag, have the tactical gear, have all that. But they're like missing key parts of like common sense of if that's your goal, well, then these other things have to be considered as well. And they seem to skip over some of those things, almost feeling like they may have a superpower or something. And that's what I really wonder about. Let's talk about how this guy got to Northwest Arkansas. He was a teacher, which I want to get your reaction on that one right away. That I was shocked to hear he was an elementary school teacher, passed from district to district. And we'll talk about the passing around here in a moment. But what was your reaction knowing this guy had been teaching elementary kids for the last 4 or 5 years and was set to start again here this week?
Well, the biggest thing to me was most predators like this, they're on the outside of that school, right? They're hoping to entice a kid off that playground. They're in the playground lurking. This guy actually put himself through college, obtained a teaching certificate. By the way, Tony, I don't know if you know this, just through the fifth grade. So he specifically specialized in teaching up through the fifth grade. So to me, this is a fox that was prepared himself to be in the hen house by educating himself. And I think this was something planned for years because of his affinity for little girls. So that was the biggest thing that just sort of blew me over, his preparation to be the fox in the hen house.
Yeah, I mean, that is spooky. And I know there's plenty of people who do get teaching certificates for specific ranges, elementary education, things of that nature. But when you look at it in a predatory sense, you go, oh, that's why you did it. Not why most other people do it, because they're just good with kids of that age more than older kids. It's more, oh, you have a really some sort of an affinity over here, an unhealthy one for kids of that age. It's like the 9/11 hijackers getting one-way tickets in a really other twisted sort of way. The fact that he was able to go from district to district, and I know we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, was he doing other things outside of school hours? Were there other crimes committed, which I'm sure a lot of people are going to be looking into now, including us. But the fact that he bounced from district to district because of something known as passing the trash, basically what that means is school districts, when they have a non-conforming employee, to put it nicely, an employee that is having complaints lodged against them, but they can't quite internally put their finger on if this is real or not, or they just don't put enough effort into that or never actually report it to authorities who could maybe look into it. They internally say, you know what, how about you just resign? And then we will be none the wiser. You can go another district, you go somewhere else, and it will never be a criminal record, and no one will ever know the difference. That's what passing the trash is. And it works in many, many states. Texas now finally just passed a bill, like the other week that would have prevented him from going the way he did. It's too late for the Brinks, but it is now in place. So I guess good for Texas for finally getting that up to speed. But across the country, there is no system for that. So it really only works if you're traveling within your own state, if you're going to be in that system for being looked up. This has been a huge problem for a very long time in our country. It's, I would almost say, epidemic. As I'm digging more and more into this, the numbers are shocking of the amount of teachers that have this happen, where it's, well, you're going to resign, and then they go to another school, and you look back, and, oh, there were a lot of complaints lodged, but they don't follow them. How is this going on, and why have we not had any sort of realistic reform to make this work better?
Well, I think this Devil's Den case might be the turning point, Tony, because as you said, you're uncovering and seeing how pervasive it is. I think many of us that have seen our kids go through the system and know teachers and know about this happening, we've always wondered. Mm-hmm. But this is the bottom line, Tony. You have a system in place where it's swept under the rug. There's no red flag on their jacket. Mm-hmm. So the background checks, I think, are very minimal. In other words, let's just check to see if they have a criminal record. And mm-hmm. other than that, I mean, who would even get a tenant without calling their previous landlord? Mm-hmm. I mean, we at least do that in you know, for people who are landlords. And here we are hiring teachers to be around our small kids and not have a mechanism to go back and really look into their files and see what the complaints were. It's really wrong, and it needs to be changed.
Oh, we found districts that were not only passing the trash, but they were giving positive recommendations for people that had serious allegations posed against them and never investigated, not turned over to CPS, but investigated internally. And the term that I've been seeing thrown out around here really quickly when I've been bringing up these incidents as being a problem is, well, there's mandatory reporting. Problem solved. No, it's not solved. Mandatory reporting is true. It should be going on in theory. It doesn't always happen, especially if internally the district is going, well, this doesn't seem to raise to the level of a valid complaint or a valid issue. We've investigated it here, and it's not something that we feel we need to push any further. Not necessarily that they have the right to do that, but that is, in fact, how it works. It comes down to PR. Schools don't want to be known for having to fire predatory teachers. So when they realize they have one, they don't want fanfare, and I don't blame them. But the system should then stop those predators there in their tracks. Not, we're just going to keep brushing this around like the Catholic Church did forever with priests, because that really is reminiscent of what appears to be happening in our public school system in this country for the last many years. And there's been rumblings, but again, not much has been done.
Well, you know, Tony, I understand why you don't want to ruin a young teacher's mm-hmm. career. In other words, if just one person comes forward,
sure.
You know, how do you make sure that allegation is true? And mm-hmm. so I understand it is a bit of an issue. But with this situation, from everything I've read, all the interviews I've seen, this was pervasive. This mm-hmm. wasn't just a one-off. This was multiple individuals. This was some really strange and out there information. And all I'm saying is a new district has the right to know those allegations are out there, to know that that district took action. In other words, they believe the allegations, and to at least be able to consider that and to interview. So I understand that, you know, in other words, you can't be guilty without proven guilty.
Sure.
But boy, do you need to be able to be protected against these people.
Especially when there's a pattern of behavior that appears to be going on here. And I totally get that argument, because this, to me, is not a teacher problem. This is when these people are out there, and there's bad ones all over the place, but there's far more good ones than bad ones. It's these monsters that give all the good ones a bad name. it's not the teaching fault. It's the administration fault. It's the district fault. It's all of that for not wanting to have the bad PR and not supporting their staff in the way that they should be supported. Instead, I've heard many complaints from many teachers, especially in this area, as this has now come out of the woodwork, from so many that remain anonymous that have said, and not in this case specifically, but of other incidents throughout their careers. And I can't even say this district specifically or that district specifically, but over the years, in recent years, I should even say too, where complaints are drawn up even by teachers and the administration's response is far too often, well, we'll look into it. And then nothing. Maybe the person just disappears then. They go off to another district. They are able to resign, but sometimes nothing happens whatsoever. How do we protect both the teachers and the students from some sort of predatory behavior? Cameras have been brought up. I don't know what the rules are for that. I know oftentimes they're in school hallways and such. But if we implemented something like that into every classroom, obviously don't put them in the bathrooms, but hey, teachers, maybe we get a bathroom specifically for teachers. So there's no transfer of teachers in the kids' bathrooms. I don't know. That might be a way to protect both people. But anytime you're interacting with the students, you're doing it in a place where it is on camera. So if someone's going to make an accusation against you, let's go to the tape. And if someone, if there is no accusation or whatnot, you have to go and prove it, and we can see on tape. Obviously, it doesn't, you know, there's always going to be loopholes. There's always going to be issues with sound and what do they say and this or that. But you keep everything more on the record. Is that just something that maybe we need to go to in our country because of the climate that we are now living in with these sort of folks? We're just, look, you got to document everything. And that includes any interactions with these kids, period, for your own safety and for their safety.
You know, I definitely agree with that in the grade school setting.
Yes.
I think once you get into junior high and high school, you know, that's a little bit of overkill. But these young kids are, you know, so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And, you know, the teachers have so much power over them. And it's an easy fix. One camera in that classroom, particularly with sound, so mm-hmm. you can hear some of these interactions. It's kind of like when a police department started going with the body-worn camera. Mm-hmm. And believe me, police officers love that.
Yeah.
Because they were tired of getting false accusations against them. Oh, police brutality. Mm-hmm. Oh, they did this. Oh, they did a sexual advance. Now it's all right there.
If it's there, it's there. Yeah. Then it's if you did it, it's on tape. I don't see why we couldn't do that here. And I disagree. I think you need it very strongly in the high schools as well, because kids get even more out of control there. I mean, I think you have more adult predatory behavior necessarily towards children and maybe an elementary level. You could also certainly have it in a high school level, but you have more extreme behavior from kids in their teens and high school, having all that on tape, that protects the teachers as well. The teachers that are scared to death sometimes to go into their classrooms because the administration, because the districts don't want to deal with the problems, and they just keep putting the monstrous children back into the schoolroom that have all sorts of mental health issues that are not being dealt with, and they turn into violent maniacs. The same way, you could also catch a predatory teacher if he has a little bit too much of a affection for some of the teen girls. We see that all the time, too. Or vice versa. We see many female teachers going after male students as well. I just think across the board, K through 12, there's a camera on you. And it's for your own safety. And that's it. I don't know why. I don't think that that's a crazy, difficult thing that we could enact in every one of our classrooms in this country. It wouldn't be that expensive. I bet you could get major companies to support this and probably donate a lot of the cameras and the infrastructure for letting this happen. Then you get into privacy laws and rules, and it's going to get shut down by this group and that group. It's everybody claiming that their right to this or right to that outrights everybody else's rights. And that's where we end up the stalemate. And that's where we're at right now, where people just kind of get away with things because we can't prove things because of fear. And that's a sad place to be in.
Yeah. You know, it's when you have situations like this, and we're seeing it, I mean, every week mm-hmm. I see a case where a student is assaulted sexually mm-hmm. by their teacher.
Yeah.
It's a weekly deal.
It
and
is.
By the way, women are becoming more as prominent as men.
They are.
That are doing it. Yeah. It doesn't hit the headlines. I try to put it on my Twitter or X, but it's out there. Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable.
Happened to somebody in my neighborhood, a couple of houses down. It's everywhere.
It's all around.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. Cameras would help with that. But remember, typically they happen out of the classroom or often out of the classroom, right? They're lowered to the
That's
house
true.
Or, you know, the car or whatever. But nevertheless, you would still see the initial interaction. And I agree with you, Tony. I think it needs to be at all levels. But I'd like to see at least start, you know, if it's a monetary issue, I think people would have less issues with the younger kids. Start there. But I agree. How can it be a bad idea
it's
to
something.
Have a camera in a courtroom or in a classroom?
Or a body cam. A
no
body
doubt.
Cam on every teacher. You're interacting with kids, that camera is on, period.
Maybe that's the route to go, rather than the entire classroom susceptible, maybe just the interaction. I like that idea.
Because you're not going to have predators that are going to be caught on camera knowing that everything is being filmed. They're just going to leave the system. They're going to go be predators elsewhere, but it does get them out of our classrooms. And that makes for less easy prey and hopefully an environment where maybe they'll be caught a little easier, considering we can't seem to catch them when they're right under our own noses. But I don't know. There needs to be some reforms in this, because this is really ridiculous. And the numbers are absolutely shocking. We're doing a 10-part series on it right now here on the podcast called Classroom Cover-Up. And we're breaking down all of it. What exactly it means, passing the trash, to breaking down many, many cases that have been horrible examples of this, good examples of it for understanding, but horrible, horrible stories that just seem to go on and on and on throughout our country with the very little interest and very little done to ever prevent the problem once it's left the hands of certain districts. A lot of reform needs to be done here.
Tony, I just want to say that is why I love your podcast, Hidden Killers. This is why. You concentrate on things because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
It's the attention needs to be drawn there. And I really appreciate you. I told you off camera the same thing. I was so glad to hear you were doing a series on this, because what's going to happen for many channels and the mainstream media is this is a flash in the pan.
It is, yeah.
And nobody talks about it after, and everybody just keeps going down the road. So I think the more you can bring attention to a pervasive problem that we have in our school systems. And also, I hope you address too, you know, there's a huge problem with, you can't find teachers now.
That's
there's
the other part of this, yeah.
Shortage.
That's what I was wondering as well. Are we so desperate for teachers that you're just kind of taking whatever you can get? It's a warm body that fills the classroom that we need filled by X date. I mean, that's what I wonder about with this guy. I mean, everyone who's interacted with him, I mean, just look at the guy. He puts off a weird vibe. If I was the hiring person for any district and this guy comes in and he's applying for elementary education, I don't think I'd be picking him. I mean, unless there's absolutely no one to pick. And even then, I don't think I'd be picking him. I'd be like, let's do subs until we can get somebody else in here. I wonder how much of that is just simply out of desperation and needing to fill a quota of the amount of teachers we have to have by X date to get the funding that we need. And if we don't have that, we won't get the funding that we need. And if we report that we have problems, well, they're going to cut the funding back for that, rather increase the funding to fix those problems. The system is set up to destroy itself and protect itself rather than the children. And that's a problem. And more parents need to start speaking up about it. And they need to, and I'm not doing this for clicks. You got to share the video. You got to share this information. Just share the message for everything. And I don't care if you share me, but we're spelling it out as clearly as we can for you. But this needs to be out there, because it's not going to stop until there is enough public pressure and awareness on it to stop, because clearly there has not been yet. That's why this has been the horrific problem that it's been, and it's being piecemealed together to be fixed, but yet to have any sort of conclusive around the board fix.
Agreed, Tony. Thank you for taking those steps and, you know, for doing everything you can on social media.
Yeah.
We don't need any more devil's dens tragedies.
Or teachers like this in our classrooms. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, thanks for being with us as always.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.